You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday, and we want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio Program, Ministry of Merritt Assembly of God. We spend a half hour with you here on WMIE FM 91.5, 8:30 of the morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, over on WWBC 1510 AM at 10:30 of the morning. Or you can listen to the WMIEFM.com website. You can go to Listen on Demand or Listen Live. I think they have those options available there, also available through the TuneIn app. So you can get the Refresh Radio program. If you happen to miss a segment, you can go back and re-listen to it. You can go online, download it, and go back and laugh at all of the things that I pronounce incorrectly, or words that I jumble up, or humorous anecdotes, whatever you might want to do. But we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for being a part of this. Like to take this opportunity to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. This coming weekend, we have our children's Christmas program, first one we've had in quite some time. That's going to be part of our Sunday morning worship celebration. And we are very excited about that. And if you do not have a church home, we not only have this, but we are going to have on Wednesday night, we're going to have a hot chocolate and Christmas cookies and some fun. We're going to have that type of night on Wednesday night. We'll probably have everybody all together for that. Then on Christmas Eve, we will be having our Christmas Eve service. Amazingly enough, it happens on Christmas Eve just about every year. And that will begin at 6 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock, we will be done. We want to be good stewards of your time, but we also want to make sure that we remember the reason for the season, and that is Jesus giving his life for us to be reconciled to the Father. So those are just a few of the upcoming events at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. Would like to tell you that our website is constantly being updated and upgraded, and that web address is merrittassembly.com, merrittassembly.com. And if you go on and log on there, you will be kept pretty much up to date on some of the things that are going on at Merritt Assembly of God. You might even see a few pictures across there as we try to keep that ministry up to date. So if you do not have a church home, we would love for you to come and worship with us at Merritt Assembly. And if you do show up, make sure you introduce yourself. I would love the privilege of meeting you and putting a face with a name and being able to pray for you that God would bless you and lead you in every area of your life. We're in Psalm 139. There you can go back and listen to that blooper over and over again if you go to WMIEFM.com. And verse 23 says this: "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties." The word in the King James Version is thoughts. It means anxious thoughts. "See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. What we are talking about on today's program is see if there is any wicked way in me. A lot of people love to point out errors in other people's lives. They don't like to focus on the issues that they have going on in their life. And so we've talked about on yesterday's program that if there's the word wicked is anything that is not of God, it's not going to be found in heaven, so we don't want any of that. It can also be a word that refers to idol worship, and that's kind of where we ended up on yesterday's program, where David says, see if there's anything where I don't have you in the right place. I've got something that is in a place that you should occupy. See if there is anything displeasing in my life. And all of us should be willing to pray and ask God to do that examination in our heart and our life, because he's the authority on it. I tell people, and I never have done this, so put that disclaimer out there, I don't really look forward to ever wrestling an alligator, but if I do, I want it to be a very small one, like 6 inches. I don't want to be wrestling with a 12 or a 13 foot alligator. That does not bode well for me. And a lot of times people do not deal with this, the wickedness issues in our lives, until they have grown to be a substantial problem. They tend to ignore them, sweep it under the rug, pretend that it doesn't exist. And then the next thing you know, you've got this major crisis in your life, and you're having to wrestle a problem much larger than what you're comfortable dealing with. If we would pray, God, search me and see if there's any wicked way in me, very frequently in our life, we could deal with those problems while they're much easier to manage. I remember one time God put his finger on something in my life, and he said, I want you to repent of that. And I don't remember what it was. It was some sort of attitude that I had about something. And I said, you got to be kidding. With all of the things going on in the world, and you want to put your finger on that. And he said, is that the standard you want me to use in your life? You want me to wait until something has grown significantly before I deal with it? And I said, no, sir, that's not how I want you operating in my life. Deal with me in the still small voice while problems are still small. So there's another way that word is described in the lexicon, and that is see if there is any painful way in me. The most expensive school you will ever go to is the school of hard knocks. You may not have to enroll. You may not have a syllabus. And they may not charge you up front for a tuition fee, but I assure you that the School of Hard Knocks has some of the most expensive tuition you will ever pay. And the School of Hard Knocks is painful. The thing about wickedness that many people fail to consider is that wickedness causes people pain. God is not in the pain business. He is in the comfort business. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. And so whenever God is leading us in holiness, it's not going to be a path of long short-term pain, but it is going to be a way that is blessed, and there's no sorrow added to it. Because sin causes people pain, that's why God hates it in our life. Sin can cause us pain physically. And so when we were talking about worry and anxiety, there are health issues that can arise from living an anxious life. It can be detrimental to you physically. I know people that they put plans in place, they get right up to the very precipice, and then all of a sudden something happens and they become very, very concerned, and they never are able to take that next step into the thing that they believe God has ordered for them to do. And so I want to encourage you to embrace the adventure of God, because it's not one that is going to result in pain for us, but it is going to result in the joy of the Lord, which is indicative of the kingdom of God. A lot of times people focus on the love, but the Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So those are all things that do not cause us pain. They help us to avoid pain. Pain can be physical, and I tell people I'm allergic to pain. It causes me discomfort. There is also emotional pain. There are things that people go through in their life that the emotional price tag is very, very high. I remember I had a lady that worked for me. She was a Christian. She was a just a really nice, pleasant lady. She worked for me when I was selling shoes, and I lost track of her after she got married and moved out of the area. But her husband was going to be going to medical school, and she was telling me that medical school had a boast that no marriage had ever survived their medical training program. And my response was, why in the world would you ever want to go there? If that is what they're celebrating, if to be a physician through their program was costing you your relationship, it was causing you relational pain, which is causing you emotional pain, then I'm not interested in that product. So I was having a conversation with a person, and they were in the market for a new home. It's not anywhere around here, and they said as they were touring this house that they were considering buying, this person sensed a great deal of emotional sadness. And it wasn't sadness that had anything to do with their family, but as they were walking through this beautiful home, they just sensed that there was an emotional sadness that had been experienced in that place. And they inquired and found out that there was a great sense of emotional loss that had occurred in the house. And I remember them saying, that's the spirit that I'm sensing, is that someone had paid a very high emotional cost, and God wants to be the Lord, not just of our spirit, not just over our body, but he wants to heal us emotionally as well. We do not have to live controlled by the emotional trauma that may have been inflicted upon us in the past. There are a lot of people who suffer relational pain. And so, God, see if there is anything in me that is going to cost me my relationship with my family or with other people, because those are price tags that I don't want to pay. I've seen way too many very famous Christians who made some tragic decisions in their life, and it cost them relationships that should have been very valuable to them. And I've talked about this with some of my peers, and I said, if that is the price tag for an even more extensive ministry of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is a price tag that is too expensive for me. I am not interested in gaining the world and losing my own soul. I'm not interested in a ministry notoriety that's going to cost me my relationship with my wife or relationship with my kids or my kids' relationship with God. That is a price too expensive. I think a lot of times we need to evaluate things as to what a healthy and holy relationship looks like. God, see if there's anything in me that's going to be devastating financially. At one point in time, I made an investment. I thought it was the Spirit of God that was leading me. And it had the potential of liberating us financially. And then I found out it had very inconvenient expenses that came along that didn't advance us financially. It caused us to retreat financially. And I had to go about and say, God, what happened? I thought I heard from you, and he took me to the Word and showed me in the Word where what his plan for my finances were versus the plan that I had in place, and found out that it was Bob that was speaking to me and not God. And so I'm thankful for that. You say, well, how much money was it? It wasn't that much money. It just meant that we drove old cars for a long time, because that was how long it took us to recover financially. And the most important place that we don't want pain is spiritually. God doesn't want us to pretend that the pain doesn't exist. He wants us to surrender that area to him, so he can eliminate it as the overarching source of influence in our life. Don't let pain sit on the throne of your life. Let the healer sit on the throne of your life. There's one last area, and that is this, that this word, see if there is any wicked way in me, not only does it cause us pain, but that word is also described through the word sorrow. Every year at Christmas time, I acknowledge the fact that there are families who are going through the valley of sorrow, many of them for the first time. It'll be the first holiday without a family member for us. That will be a reality this year. It's not the first time we've been there. It's the first time we've been there. We had a family member that passed away this last year. And there are some people who every time that season rolls around, it's a brand new reminder over and over and over again. And in this world, we are going to have times of sorrow. So we can actually come to God and pray, God, would you examine us? Would you search us? Would you see if there is a place in my life where sadness or trauma is ruling, because I don't want that to be the governing force in my life anymore. Don't camp out, or don't set up your house where God only had you there to travel through there. You see, Abraham's father, his name was Terah, and he set out to go to Canaan, and along the journey, he had a son named Haran who died, and Terah never finished his journey to the promised land because he got stuck at a place of sorrow. God literally had to speak to Abram at that time, and say, hey, I want you to go to a place where I will show you, not to a place where you are constantly residing and you're stuck in a place of sorrow or a place of disappointment. Disappointment can cause us a great deal of sorrow. The death of a loved one can cause sorrow. If you have relationships with anyone, whether it's a coworker, whether it's friends, with people at church, whether it's your spouse or your children's, if you have any sort of relationship, then you may at times experience the sorrow of unmet expectations, where you had one level of expectation and the other person had a different level of expectation, and those two were not even close to getting along. I tell the story of a dinner that I was at. This was a long time ago. It was while I was still in college, and was away with my family, and we were eating in this restaurant that was filled with ambiance, and that meant that they had the lights very, very dim. And I'm not a guy that likes dim lights. If you come to Merit Assembly of God, our lights are going to be on. We're not going to black out the sanctuary or anything like that. I like it well lit. It helps me to navigate better. But at this particular restaurant, they brought some rolls, and so I started to prepare a roll, and I reached over and I put my knife in the container of butter, and I had already sliced to open the roll, and I put the butter on it, and I took a bite, only to find out that what I expected was butter was actually sour cream. And my taste buds were expecting butter, and they got sour cream. And it created a very strong reaction in my life to where I didn't eat sour cream for a long, long time. I got people that I know that still don't eat sour cream to this day, probably because of some unmet expectations in their life. We as believers have got to be very careful that sorrow does not lead us to a place of bitterness. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 3, let me turn over there, I'll read this verse to you. This is a prophetic verse about Jesus. Okay? And it says this. I'll just read the first three verses. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. Listen to this. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. If you are one of those people that I was talking about, that the holidays are not necessarily a time of great joy for you because you may have had a loved one that died around this time, I want you to know that Jesus is Lord not only of our times of joy, but he is also Lord over our sorrows. He's acquainted with grief, not just the grief of, you know, standing at Lazarus' tomb, but he was also familiar with the grief of standing and looking over Jerusalem and realizing that they had missed the time of their visitation. Jesus is well familiar with not only every temptation, but he's also Lord over the emotional spectrum as well. I want to ask you, can you join me in praying and saying, God, would you see if there is any wickedness in me? And if there is, get it out. God, if there's anything in my life that has displaced you as being the most important person and relationship in my life, God, would you dethrone that and assume your rightful place on the throne? God, if there's anything in my life that where pain is ruling instead of your purpose, God, would you remove that? And God, would you see if there's any places in my life where sorrow is prevailing? And God, would you restore the joy of my salvation? I pray that this Christmas season will be a Christmas season where we recognize Jesus is not just that baby in the manger. He is our very living Lord. And his authority and his dominion wants to be in every arena of our life. And I pray you will walk in the blessing of God. See if there's anything in us that you need to fix. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.